Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check 1 2 2 2 2 2 2 2. Hello, check 1 2.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Hey everybody, Vince in the Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I thank you all for joining me. All the chat room is already filling up. Shout out to the early chit chatters, Anon Sicko, BTR Admin Moonman. Oh, dude, I gotta get this name right. Hammurabi's code. Pretty sure that's how you say it. He's on the line. He'll correct me if I'm wrong. Mary Mad in the building. Hey, Mary Mad. I've missed you. It's been so long since I've seen you in my chat room, Mary Mad. You're too busy occupying the world and saving humanity, doing in real life stuff. What's up with all this in real life stuff going on? Crappy Airbags totally chickened out on the show last night because he had some in real life bullshit going on. I'm sorry, Mary Mad, were you in the chat last night? That's my bad. Of course, we have the lovely, talented Ms. Becker in the house. I agree, Anon Sicko. Fuck IRL. In real life stuff is so overrated. We also have Melissa 13 in the house. Nyan Whale. Is that what you like to go by? Nyan Whale? Yeah, thanks for dedicating your Twitter avatar to me. You look at Nyan Whale's Twitter account. He's got a whale, a unicorn whale made out of bacon. Are you a he or a she? I can't even remember. Nyan Whale, are you a he or a she? I can't keep up with all this crap. Oh, wait. Nyan Whale had a request that I didn't fulfill last night. She or he wanted two songs. So maybe I'll play the other song tonight since you're here. Shouts out to Kinoga. Also, the Dr. Gonzo Show. Gonzo, thank you so much for calling in last night. Had a really good time. Yes. PM, this Blog Talk, the Blog Talk chat room does have personal messages. You just click, there you go. You just click on the person's name and click on private. You can also whisper. I don't know what that means, though. I feel like people can see whispering. There used to be a way you could watch private messages too, but they fixed that exploit. Sorry. Rounding out the chat room, we have our good friend Vert. Thank you, Vert, for calling in last night. It was pretty lousy having you on. You were drunk as fuck, and you were trolling the shit out of Jen. That was pretty funny. And last but not least, Yance. Yancey in the house. Thank you so much for joining us. Vince in the Bay. I'm hoping to be joined tonight by a special guest. That special guest would be Reverend Magdalene. Reverend Magdalene. Reverend, I guess it's Mary Magdalene. Not that Mary Magdalene. It's just same name, different person. Different Magdalene. She's, of course, part of the Church of the Subgenius. And I hope to have her on soon to talk to us about the Church of Subgenius and whatever else is on her mind or your mind or my mind or whatever. We'll get this ball rolling in a second. If you want to join the conversation, it's 347-826-7667. You can also Skype in. If you look up, it's really a small little button, but there's a button on the show page that you can click on and call in via Skype. And also we are transmitting on shortwave radio, so if you want to know the coordinates for that, just personal message me. And yeah, so there you have it. I got some callers on the line. I'm gonna screen the calls and see if one of them isn't the Almighty Reverend. Again, if you call in 347-826-7667. And press the number 1, that will notify me that you want to join the conversation. If not, you can call in and just listen on the phone. And if you want to chime in, just press 1. Also, I noticed we have quite a few guest listeners. I know a lot of you here are just here to lurk. But if by any chance you actually want to chit-chat, signing up for VTR is easy. It's just like signing up for any other social media site, whatever. You create a screen name and get yourself a profile picture, and you're good to go. And you can jump in the chat room and talk shit with the likes of, I don't know, VTR admin Moonman. And Dr. Gonzo, Melissa, and everybody else. Okay, yeah, I want to refulfill that request from last night, and then come back. Nyan Whale, can you remind me, what was that other song? I think it was Daft Punk, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was a Daft Punk song. So let me dial this in. I can't spell. Okay, here we go. Here's Daft Punk. I'll be right back. The thing I love best about Daft Punk is their vocals. Amazing, amazing songwriters and wordsmiths. Anyways, here it is. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. You already know who it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And I am delighted to be joined tonight by one of the goddesses of the internet. She goes by the Reverend Magdalene. And she is a member of the Church of, I want to get this right, the Church of Subgenius. Subgenius. If you're not familiar with the Church of Subgenius, well, it's the Church of Subgenius is a dangerous UFO mind control suicide cult, and its followers are called Subgeni. So basically, these Subgeni are stupid and idiotic and give up their hard-earned cash in exchange for meaningless titles. I'm presuming that Reverend is probably one of them. For proof that it's an evil cult, visit their website. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's the basic gist of it. They're just out to get your money. And in exchange, you get a title. And looks like our guest tonight, Mary Magdalene, has been granted the title of Reverend. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome the Reverend to the show. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell me about this Church of Subgenius. Give us a little background on that and how you are involved. Wait. Hang on. Okay. Before you tell us about the Church of Subgenius, give us a little bit of background on yourself. Who are you, and why are you on the internet?
I'm just a lady on the internet. I don't know. I just always thought it was really cool. I got into it. It first came along when I was like probably a senior in high school, and I just really liked it from the beginning that you could talk to people from all over the world about anything. That's mostly what I do on it.
Oh, yes, you do. I follow you on Twitter. You do talk a lot.
Yeah, I talk a lot. I tweet a lot.
And I have to admit, I more times than not, I think I'm, because I know you get into a lot of Twitter battles and stuff. And more times than not, I tend to side with your opinion. I think I think you live up to the description of your Twitter title or description, where it says, I think it says something like calling it like you see it type of thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think everybody does that. But...
No. Not everybody does that. Some people call it like they want to see it. A lot of people call it like they want to see it. But tell us about the Church of Subgenius and what your involvement is with that.
Well, I'm not really that involved with it anymore, but for probably like 5 years, I was working at the headquarters of it, just like, you know, filling orders and answering the 800 number and stuff like that. It's not what you said. It's not stupid people. I mean, Subgenius actually stands for geniuses of the, you know, subculture. So.
Uh-huh.
So you're
like an elite group.
Well, you know, it's really basically a lot like the Flying Spaghetti Monster. It was started in 1979, so it's been going for while, and basically it was just started in response to all these, like, TV preachers that were, like, conning old ladies out of all of their money and stuff, so kind of making fun of them and stuff like that, basically.
And wow, so the church has been around a long time, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, Robert Anton Wilson was a member. I got to meet him twice. It was pretty exciting.
Wait, who the hell was that?
Oh, well, somebody in the chat was talking about Robert Anton Wilson. He's the guy that wrote the books that the Discordians believe, but he was actually himself a genius, which is, you know, part of the reason why Discordians and some geniuses have a bit of a rivalry.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And you're a reverend. So what duties do you lead services? What do you do what's your role as a reverend exactly?
Oh, you know, basically I yell at people on the internet. I don't actually have a flock that I preach to or anything. The whole internet is my flock.
Wow.
I don't know. Some people do perform marriages and stuff like that, because most of geniuses also become reverends in the Universal Life Church, so that's how we get the legal permission.
The Universal Life Church, never heard of it. My God, there's so many religions out there, I just can't believe it. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Were you religious before joining this church? Did you grow up in a religious family, or what was that all about?
No, I actually was raised atheist, which I guess kind of not many people are these days, but...
I think there's a lot of atheists out there these days. Some of them don't know it. Some of them do know it and are very... some of them do know it and don't want you to know that they are, and some of them are very outspoken about being it.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's a big war between the atheists going on right now about this new Atheist Plus thing.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. Like any group, you have factions within it that are going to infight. It's just, it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the atheists that comes to mind that I think is a walking contradiction is Essie Cupp. She is a talking head Republican. I mean, she appears, she's total right wing, you know, which, you know, is more or less has been dominated by the quote religious right, the Christians. And the GOP is kind of, you know, stereotyped as very, very, very Christian. And and she's a straight up atheist.
Oh, she is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Essie Cupp, straight up atheist. She admits it. She doesn't talk about it much. You won't hear her talk about it much on TV, but she is, and I think that's an interesting one.
Yeah. Wow.
She's also kind of hot, but yeah. So she's an atheist who's in a party that's dominated by Christians, and she also works for a Mormon in Glen Beck.
Wow.
What do you think about Mormons?
I think that, they're very nice in person usually. And, you know, I know
because that's what because they're doing their job. They got the suit on with the backpack, you know, they're supposed to be like that. I'm talking when they take off the suit. What are they really about? Because, you know, there's just like, you look at Glenn Beck, there's just something off about that guy. I mean, it's one thing to be, you know, a hardcore right-wing zealot, whatever. But aside from that, just as a person, there's something a little bit off about him, something I don't trust.
Well, he's crazy.
But it's like when I meet the Mormons on the bus and they're trying to, like, talk me up on Mormonism. They seem genuine. They seem, you know, like they mean well. But there's something just doesn't feel right. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I see what you're saying. Yeah.
and those are the motherfuckers that are going to run this country for the next four years.
No,
God knows that's. Huh?
I don't think that Romney's going to win.
Oh, you know, it doesn't really matter who wins, but it's looking like, you know, all my insiders are telling me that the global elite have decided they're no longer they've had their way with Barack Obama, and they're just gonna stick with their own. It's a trend that's happening globally. You look in Europe, they bring out in all these quote technocrats. Essentially, they're ex-Goldman Sachs execs who come in and become president of countries. And that's essentially what we're doing. We're seeing here in the United States. We're seeing a technocrat, you know, a banker, a hedge fund manager, whatever you want to call what Mitt Romney did. He's coming in and he's gonna come from that angle, and you're gonna see our version of austerity cuts. And I wouldn't be surprised if the whole Occupy thing was a dress rehearsal for when Romney's in office and he takes us to war with Iran.
What does that have to do with Occupy?
Well, I'm saying, if you look in Europe right now, if Europe is sort of an indicator of what potentially could happen here with austerity measures and such, you're going to get people protesting, people in the streets, people.
Oh, okay. People will protest.
So yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's like I think we could be in for some serious financial catastrophes coming up for people, and people are going to get pissed.
Yeah, I don't know.
The fiscal cliff is coming. Can't you feel it? We're almost there. We're like 2 months away from the fiscal cliff.
Everybody that I knew that was out of work 2 years ago has a job now. So I mean, I think it's getting better. I'm not sure, but. We'll just have to see. We'll have to cling together and try our best.
You're just too optimistic. All right. Well, I'm here with the Reverend Mary Magdalene. She is part of the Church of the Subgenius, and she is one of the premier goddesses of the Internet. You should definitely follow her on Twitter. And if you want to call in and speak with the Reverend, please do so. 1-347-826-7667 is the number. And we have some people holding here. Let's take some calls. What do you think? Are you afraid? Are you afraid that somebody's going to...
I saw some of the tweets of the people before the show. And
what were people saying? What were people saying?
I don't know. They just seemed really excited about it. So, I don't know.
Well, you're, like I said, you're one of the premier goddesses on the Internet. I mean,
I don't think it was that kind of excitement, but...
Really?
I don't know.
I think you're cool. You're cute. You're funny. You're smart. You're opinionated. You got a nice set of buns. What's there not to like?
I don't know.
All right.
I have a shoe on my head right now. I totally
you do?
Do. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But you have to, picture it didn't happen. I wanted so bad to find that pic of you with the shoe on the head.
Yeah, that
was my first image of you. I thought that was hilarious. That was around. Wasn't that around the time that Lulzsec tweeted out to Barack Obama if he did something or put a shoe on his head that they would stop their rampage?
Yeah. I just figured that sooner or later Lulzsec was going to ask everyone on the Internet to put a shoe on their head. So get it out of the way and just, yeah.
Excellent. Good call. Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay. If you want to call in, 347-826-7667. I think I have Anon Sicko with me right now. Anon Sicko, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, Vince? Let me step outside real quick. Sorry, yeah. I was sitting there chatting. I can't do that. Well, I'm on the phone.
Sicko, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here again. What's going on? You're on with the Reverend Magdalene. I want to say back Magdalena, but Magdalene.
Yeah, I have a couple questions for you there, Rev. First, what's the difference between your religion and Scientology? Because it all sounds pretty much the same.
Oh, well, we're not really a religion. We're a parody group, so...
A what?
A parody group? You know, we're
what's
satire.
That? What's
that? It's like we were trolls before trolling was a thing, really.
And
trolling
Chinese.
Scientology
I have no idea
before.
What you're saying.
We were trolling Scientology before Anonymous even started. So
you were Anonymous before Anonymous?
Basically, yeah. Yeah. And
now,
when Anonymous started, some of the members came to the Soup Genius when Anonymous first started and asked us if we would team up or whatever. But, you know, the hive mind thing is really kind of against Subgenius principles. I know there are some subgeniuses that are also anons, but you know, it's just not really our thing.
Well, so basically, what's the biggest difference between that the hive mind goes against your principles there? Would y'all just are y'all all in positions of power and you just don't want to give them up?
Well, everybody does get a title.
Right. Yeah. You can.
So it's kind of like an infinite. It's like a president having an infinite cabinet. Like, it'd be like him naming me minister of internet radio lulls. You know.
Yeah. Most people, you know, name themselves with some kind of title. You know, Reverend is kind of like the default title, but most people become like Pope of something and they have fun with it and they just name themselves whatever they've always wanted to be.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, she answered both the original questions I had in one, so I really don't have any more questions for this. That shit sounds ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it's ridiculous. Sure. It's supposed to be funny, you know.
Yeah, but I think y'all are missing the humor.
Well, you know, give it a try. Buy the book, listen to the radio show. Aren't it?
I think the first key to being funny is actually involving humor, and nothing I've ever seen you involved in involves humor.
Well, I mean, I'm not, you know, most of my tweets and things that I do are not representative of the Church of the Subgenius. I mean, if you want to...
But being a reverend, doesn't everything you do, wouldn't that be representative of your church?
Hey, man, don't put your values on me, okay? I'm going to be a reverend the way I want to be a reverend, and this is how I do it. But there's a Subgenius chat room that you can go to if you want to learn more about it and talk to people, and they're much funnier than I am. So.
All righty, then. Let's move on. We have another caller here. This is the Hammer.
Give me one second. I'm sorry, guys.
What's that? All right. I guess Sicko's. We'll put Sicko on hold and bring him back later. Another caller here, Hammer. Hammer, you're on. What's up? You're on with the Reverend and Vince in the Bay. What's happening? Hammerbus, unmute yourself maybe? Or are you called in on another number?
Sorry about that. You're right. I had it on mute.
Yeah. What's up?
That explains a lot. Not a lot, man. I guess I really don't know an awful lot about Magdalene. I kind of zoned out there while she was talking to the beginning of the show. So I guess I'll just let Sicko kind of troll her a bit until, I don't know, you know, maybe Danny or Geist or Schmoop. I guess Schmoop called in, and I know he wants to ask Magdalene a question.
Oh, is Schmoop on the line? Let's see if this is Schmoop. Schmoop, is that you? Hello? Yeah, Shmoop,
yes,
is that you?
Shmoop, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, Shmoop, what's up? You're on with the Reverend Mag. What's up?
Nice, nice. Hey, yeah, I heard all your talk about aliens in the Church of Scientology and shit. I just want to know if you're in the gay Nazi dinosaurs by any chance.
Not really. It's not really my favorite thing.
Why is that?
But...
Is like racist?
Hey, hey,
like
hey,
racist,
don't knock it until you try it.
I'll try anything, you know.
You'll try anything?
Sure.
Oh, really?
If you wanted to come to the Soulja Boy party, we're having another one actually next week.
Where is it? No, I don't think so.
Why?
Well, because I think that was really, I mean, did you guys really think through what you were doing there? I mean...
Well, yes, we did. We were having a good time cracking 40 ounces, you know, partying with Soulja Boy, hitting the joint, passing the J. Soulja Boy, he's actually one hell of a party animal, let me tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Don't you want to haunt me, girl? I'll come over there.
Uh-huh.
I got like a 16-inch penis and shit. I told you I'm a gay Nazi dinosaur.
Wow, dude. Can you send me pics?
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
I'll do it right now.
Let's
yeah, definitely.
Pics.
I definitely want to see that. But link me in the chat room or...
I'm not in the chat room.
Oh, you know what? I think, are you Shmoop Jr.?
No. This is Shmoop the God.
Oh, Shmoop the God. Oh, yeah. Your Twitter's suspended,
yeah,
so you
suspended
can't tweet.
Because I party too hard, and I'm like, oh, we're going to suspend this guy. He's going around, he's causing trouble on Twitter, harassing people and shit. And I'm like, you know, that's pretty fucking gay, but it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they don't like black people or something, because I told them, I even told them, why would they suspend me, you know? Because, I'm a very hard-working black man, and it's just, don't you think that's kind of messed up? Don't you think Twitter's kind of racist for suspending me? What do you think, Rev?
Yeah, dude, that was so racist. I can't believe
it. I know.
That was the first thing that jumped in my head. I was like, fuck. I thought racism was supposed to be over when Barack Obama was elected. I guess not.
I know it's fucked up. Like
you resurrected it single-handedly.
Also, guys, I would just like to say that if Danny says that he's a tag team champion, don't listen because I'm actually the tag team champion.
Okay.
Okay. Was that Danny? We're supposed to tell Danny that?
Yes, please tell Danny that. I'm pretty sure he's going to tell everybody he's a tag team champion and shit.
Uh-huh. But it's not true. You are.
No, it's not true because actually Danny's white and you can't be the tag team champion if you're white.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, sure.
But, Rev, I mean, what's going on? You talk about this church. You talk about not being funny on Twitter. I mean, like, why are you always so serious on Twitter? Doing so much of this, Bradley Manning, that. What's going on with that?
Well, I think that you guys have, Anonymous and you guys have maybe gone a little bit on the wrong track, and it could be kind of dangerous for a lot of you.
Well,
and in
okay,
so many of them have already. Yeah,
I'm actually not anonymous. I'm not affiliated. I'm actually a Nazi. I'm part of UG Nazi.
Right, yeah.
Right. I mean, we always forget. We don't forgive and all that shit, you know. But I'm not anonymous. But keep going.
Right.
Well, hey, let's bring Sicko back in here. Sicko, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I had to grab a lighter from inside.
Of course. What is there something you wanted to add to the conversation here? We got Shmoop on the line and the Reverend Mag.
Yeah, I mean, he already answered my question. I was going to ask him when the next Soulja Boy party was.
Oh, it's actually next week, but we're going to have a Red Mag live in his house.
Well, you know, I'll be there. I'm always down to party with Soulja Boy.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Are you going to bring Ma, too, right? Tell her that I'm not going to make fun of a friend anymore.
All right. She's actually listening right now, so you just told her yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm looking forward
have
to that.
Party. We're going to have another party at Magnus. However the fuck is your last name?
It would be a dream come true if I could party with the Reverend. I don't know if I could keep up with you, though, Shmoop. You sound like you... You go balls out.
Snoop drinks all the 40 ounces. He drinks
I do drink all the 40 ounces. I mean, there was one time when me and Sicko were just partying and shit, and, you know, like, there was, like, 140 ounce left. I'm like, nigga, if you take that 40 ounce, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to hit you with my 16-inch penis. And that nigga tried to take it, and I fucked him up.
God, I want to see
that. And after that, I did coke off a stripper's ass. Some pretty innocent shit.
What Swoop doesn't realize is I was actually wanting him to come over and hit me with his 16-inch penis. So that's why I got that last 40 ounce.
Kidding me?
I mean, how would you not want to?
Anyway, we got a lot of callers here. It's Vince in the Bay. I have a special guest, Reverend Magdalene, who's been gracious enough to join me here tonight. I also have an on sicko, Schmoop, and we got some more callers here. Let's go to this caller here who's been waiting for about 10 minutes. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. You were holding.
Hello, caller.
Hey,
who's this?
Hey, this Tyrone.
Oh,
I just
Tyrone.
Want you to know, Schmoop, I drink way more 40-ounce than Schmoop.
Nah, that's not even it. I drink way more 40 ounces than you, nigga. I know who you is, but I drink way more 40 ounces than you, nigga. I'll come over there with my
shit.
Mom, nigga. Nigga, shit, don't shit me, nigga.
I can drink you any day of the week.
Nigga, I got like three niggas over here.
Okay, everybody, we have Schmoop and Tyrone now in the green room. They are having it out in the screen room. We nickname it the green room. So while they're working things out there, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, hello.
You know, you got to
Jen.
Call out an area code or something, because I don't know how
I don't like that guy
in the queue.
doesn't it tell you you're unmuted?
It should.
It doesn't tell me anything, because I'm using an actual telephone, you know.
No.
Well, I'm on a telephone, too. It should tell you when he unmutes you.
Like, watch. I'm going to put you on mute now, and then I'm going to mute you and then unmute you. And tell me if you hear anything. Okay, she's muted now. Now she's unmuted.
Okay, yeah, I hear it now, but when you initially do it, you don't hear anything.
Okay. I could have been talking over it, too.
That's true. Vince does talk a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, you're on now with Reverend Mag, the Hammer. Anon Sicko and Schmoop the God.
Jen, how the fuck did you dox Sabu if you can't even figure out the mute and unmute?
It doesn't notify me that it's unmuted.
She didn't hear it. You know what I think probably happened? I probably was talking while it said, "You are unmuted."
No, you know what happened is Kelly is in on this, and so is Neil. And probably Ron Brynn in Tire Coil. I don't know if you know this. He's right.
No, I'm sure they're all sitting there.
That's Sheridan. Is Sheridan involved?
Definitely.
On a side note, completely unrelated, because I was high on painkillers last night, I was saying that Daniel Rawhausen had went after, that he had gone after the creator of CryptoCat. That was actually Ron Brynn.
Too.
You can see how I might mix them two crazy motherfuckers up, though.
I get all these guys mixed up. And also the other guy, the liberal Grouch. Is that one of them?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, there's liberal Grouch. I know a lot of... I just started getting into the whole Rouser Kimberland gang via following all the Brightbots. And so I'm still trying to catch up to that whole other side.
That'll be another 6 months.
You mean, oh yeah, SWATgate, meanwhile,
it
continues on for eternity. I had to just start unfollowing people at a certain point.
If you're trying to figure it out from following people on Twitter, good luck.
Oh, no, I'm not. I just kind of feel like it something's got to, there's got to be some sort of resolution, you know? Like, it's a, there's obviously tension and conflict out there.
Yeah, there's stuff going on behind the scenes. You're very manipulative and threatening and so forth. But I know charges have been brought a couple of times, and I know, I think, you know, Neil convinced Mike to drop charges against him and go to mediation, and then he skipped out on the mediation, and there's reportedly some sort of warrants, and, you know.
Well, no, Vince, let me tell you something. There actually needs to be some sort of revolution because, you know, Walmart's going around and they're being, you know, like crazy with the Jewish taxes and shit. And, you know, they're going around taxing iPads and going on Wall Street saying you can't have these MacBooks. So, I mean, like, it's, you know, I agree with people that occupy Wall Street and all that because they're going around and they demand the MacBooks and money and shit. I mean, like, it's bullshit what the Jews do. I mean, like, did you know that Jews caused 9/11?
He said resolution.
No, it's revolution.
No, I was saying resolution. M. Schmoop wants a revolution.
I do want a revolution against Jews.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're not talking about that.
Schmoop
we're talking about
is Weeze.
I
don't know.
I seriously think we should educate Schmoop on this whole SWAT gate thing, and get him.
I would like to listen. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, let's not give him any ideas, huh?
How did this all start? Brett Kimberlin, I guess, initially started antagonizing.
No, it didn't start with Brett. I think Neil went and approached Brett at some point, and I think possibly with some, you know, I think he went to him and he said, "Look, H. B. Gary's out to get you." There was some sort of fishy stuff going on. There's these, you know, kind of fake PDFs where H. B. Gary's like, "We're gonna go get Brett Kimberlin," and they don't exist anywhere else.
But what I'm thinking more about is he went after this guy, Paterico, and,
That came later.
Oh, okay. So
The whole thing started with Neil Rauhauser sort of developing this Twitter spam engine to boost his Twitter rankings for his political shenanigans and then, you know, putting this forward is sort of a company. You could call this thing Progressive PST, and it sounds, you know, it doesn't sound very menacing or anything, but, you know, Twitter spam for you know, progressive candidates is how they were billing it. And you know, while he's doing this, he gets kind of caught up in this sort of troll-a-thon. He goes, he finds Something Awful and Encyclopedia Dramatica and gets into the whole idea of trolling. He starts running with this group that's they're going out and they're just teasing these Tea Party people and hassling them and trying to provoke reactions out of them, and they're putting all the funny comments they get in the gallery.
Yeah, what was their name? They were called something.
The Bean Dog Militia.
Yeah, the Bean Dogs.
The group that he sort of roped into it, and his thing was called Wingnut Watch. And, you know, so they would say nasty things to these people, degrade their kids, you know, and then they would just basically go for the ones that were the most likely to lose their tempers.
Yeah.
And so they're making these galleries. And anyway, you know, they're real sloppy about it. They got caught. And, of course, everybody got real upset, you know, that this guy who on one hand is actually working as a paid political consultant for real candidates and promoting himself as kind of this up-and-the-up person is also, you know, slumming it with ED trolls and harassing people, and, you know, it was kind of dirty and it kind of stunk, and, you know, instead of, you know, owning up to it and saying, "Oh, I've been bad," he kind of flipped out and went fruitcake on the gal that caught him, and, you know, it just didn't go away, and people kept writing about it, and this sort of Streisand effect came, and, you know, so he just dug his heels in. He starts writing Encyclopedia Dramatica pages for, you know, all the people that are involved and, you know, trying to get everyone trolled and hassling and stalking and, you know. And eventually it just sort of snowballs. And then, you know, one day the person, you know, and he's also got them all tied into this big conspiracy theory. You know, the Breitbarts are working for the government and he's part of some false flag thing, and you know, he's, and you know, they also conspired to set up Anthony Weiner and hack his account and spread his penis everywhere, and you know, so he sort of fixates on this one dude as being the guy who set up you know, Anthony Weiner, and that guy mysteriously gets swatted, and then everybody who's, you know, everybody he doesn't like or who is messing with Kimberlyn at that point, like, gets swatted. You know, so, of course, you know, the obvious culprit would be Neil. But
yeah.
I still actually heard something different. Okay, Jen?
Oh yeah, Shmoo, please, indulge us.
Yes, I actually heard something different, okay? I actually heard that you, Sabu, and Biggie were actually in the Illuminati, and you guys were actually feeding info to the Jester, so Jester can have Ron Brynn actually go give info to Tupac so he can convince Tupac to join the Illuminati.
What did I tell you? You're not allowed to talk about it in front of non-initiates, dude. You have to get the handshake from everybody before you can reveal it.
Is there any way you guys could pass on my resume to the Illuminati? I'm looking for work. You know, I hear it pays well. At least that, you know, people told me
great.
That
you know,
world,
you have to,
world
you have
domination
to sacrifice
pays well.
65 goats for your firstborn child. This is a steep admission fee.
Oh, that's cool.
But after that, you get anything you want.
Yeah, I just you know, I'm having trouble, you know, paying the bills, and you know, times are tough. This is the Great Recession, Depression Part Two, Electric Boogaloo, and I want job security, and I can tell that things are moving in the direction of total world domination by the New World Order, and I want to know where to sign up. So,
Do you know that blacks are actually the cause of the New World Order?
Well,
now you know.
Do you know that blacks are actually the cause of the New World Order? Do you know that Al Sharpton is actually the leader of the Illuminati?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, well, actually what's happening, okay, see, let me explain.
No,
what's going on?
Jay-Z, why are you lying?
No, because Jay-Z is actually
Lady Gaga, dude.
No, Jay-Z's actually a 32nd degree Mason, okay? It's Al Sharpton, he's the one who's going on. I mean, it's like HARP, you know, like H-A-A-R-P, that, you know, that shit was actually used to cure cancer and shit, but then the blacks got a hold of it, and they're like, nah, nigga, you ain't gonna use that shit for cure cancer and shit. And so now it's like, it's used for changing the weather and shit. I'm telling you, dude. I mean, like, look at who's the president right now. Barack Obama. I mean, if there's a white guy as a president, the white people wouldn't be so oppressed. But, I mean, the Illuminati's whole plan is to overthrow the white man. So right now, the white man's really oppressed, and it's just, it's sad, you know. It's Al Sharpton's behind the whole Illuminati. I'm telling you.
Excellent. All right. Hey, we got another caller here. I want to bring on another guest to the panel. This is XU out, I guess. XU out, is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's correct, actually. It's XU out.
XU
hey,
out.
Sweetie.
What's going
hey,
on?
How you doing, man?
What's up, people?
Not much.
Yeah, how you doing, Rev? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm just lurking.
Just lurking.
Guys, I'm just going to say this right
Illuminati
now.
Thing, being the high priestess of the council and whatnot.
You'll ask me with all that, Rev. I mean, seriously, for fuck's sakes, just tell everybody you're a party animal, and that's the bottom line, all right?
Guys, I would just like to say they actually find the Reverend kind of hot. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, she's smoking hot. She was just like Sacagawea or Def Con.
And I'm definitely aware of it.
It's all good. It's all good. Everyone's good, Pete's here. But thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for a while. Becca, she's a pretty good friend of mine. And I hope to be doing a show someday with you and her about Lyme disease. But that's another topic for another time. But, yeah, everything's good in the hood.
Sweet. All right, let's take another call. Caller, you've been holding for about 20 minutes. You're now on the air. Who is this, and what's on your mind?
This is Neil Rauhauser.
No way. How
Neil,
you doing?
It's so great to have you on. Neil, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm also Ron Brynard.
Neil and Ron, even better.
Let me tell you, everything Jen said is totally wrong. She's crazy.
Oh, sure, sure, Neil. I can point out your Daily Coast article last year where, you know, you put me down as some sort of secret government false flag operation working with some congressperson I've never even heard of.
Well, I was just trolling.
Yeah,
hyper
sure.
trolling.
Oh, hyper trolling. That's where you lie your ass off, you get caught, and you say, oh, I was just trolling. Really, honestly, I didn't make up that PDF and plant it. That was just something to troll Barrett Brown.
Exactly, exactly. It's instant immunity.
Yeah. Get caught lying.
I actually have a legal one. I have a correspondent for my show who's a legal analysis. Her name's Ms. Becker. She's in the chat room, and she can verify this. If you go into court, just say, tell the judge, dude, I was just trolling. You're pretty much off scot free.
It's true. I was kidding. I was social engineering. I was just trolling. It was all pretend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we did when we got sent to court 3 times, you know, because usually Nazi were the social engineering gods and shit. And so, like, every time we went to court, we just got away with it.
Well, this is true. This
well,
is
I control. I've got the UGG Nazi. Me and Kelly have UGG Nazi under mind control. We're using sigils and hyper sigils, too. I'm Ron Breinert. Have you ever seen Ron Breinert and Neil Rauhauser in the same room?
Never.
Never.
It's like they're living together. It's like just Team Poison and Anonymous.
I'm really sorry about your fallout with Ross Story. It looks like you've landed on your feet though. I really love your exchanges with Lamo. Number 6 or whatever that guy's name is.
Ronald.
He's got so many sock puppets. UGG Nazi are just they're. He is probably UGG Nazi.
Ronald, I would just. I want to ask you a question. Actually, how did you enjoy the decaf that I sent you? Did you like it?
Decaf.
Yeah, you know.
I don't drink decaf.
I know, but I sent you like 3 things of decaf. Did you like it?
You know, no, I didn't drink it. Sorry.
You got the order wrong. It wasn't for 3 pounds of decaf. It was for 3 pounds of meth.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You don't know what Tom Ryan's doing to me. You have no idea.
Oh,
him and Adrian Lamo and Jen, you all are after me.
I heard Lee Stranahan is filming it, and it's going to be produced by
Brandon Darby's going to SWAT the set of the movie at some point.
Sounds good.
And that will be filmed and included in the trailer at the that in the credits at the end. Yeah, I heard that Stranahan Blog Talk show when they were was it Aaron Worthington that got swatted recently, and so then they talked about how I don't know, some other dude got swatted, and then they were talking, that was the conversation, and then they played the recordings of the caller, the SWAT caller, the 911 calls, and then mysteriously the actual swatter called into Lee Stranahan's show. It was internet magic. And it's so sad. You know what's scary though is with the cheap ass fidelity of telephone lines and Blog Talk Radio. Honestly, I've heard the swatter's voice side by side with both Brandon Darby and Ron, and to me, you know, it sounds like both of them. So I'm thinking that not
I
only is Neil Rauhauser. Hang on, it's my show. Let me finish. I think not only is Neil Rauhauser also Ron, but I think he's also. Wait, where was I going? You cut me off, and I totally.
Brandon Darby. He's also Brandon Darby.
Yeah, he's also Brandon Darby. So, thank you. Thank you. So,
yeah, well, Vince, you better watch out or I'll swat you over and over again.
We are on.
You're
going to
get swatted.
Bring it on, Darby. I'm not a slash Ron slash Neil.
You guys are forgetting one thing, though. He's actually also Josh the God.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Okay, Mir Islam.
Okay.
Mir Islam is just the guy that ate Josh. That's bullshit. Have you seen that guy?
You see, actually what happened to Josh?
Oh, my
God.
Josh the God. I got it on video.
You see, actually what happened to Josh, though?
Hey, I know you love the Jews, and I have a special surprise for you.
What's that?
I have the most powerful, most erudite-minded Jew on the internet with me right now on the line, and I want to introduce you to him. His name is...
God.
His name is the One Angry Jew. Welcome, One Angry Jew. You're on.
Why is it that people start calling it deity when I come on? Oh, God. What is that?
It's the One Angry Jew.
Oh, my God.
It's complimentary.
Oh, my God. There's a
Jew.
You invoke deity. What? What's upset about?
Hang on a second,
hey,
Jew. Got to get
trying.
You here, man. There's so much going on you don't even know.
There is a lot of background noise. That's what I do know.
Yeah, I've got 37 callers on the line right now. But I've muted them all. I've muted everyone momentarily. I'll bring them all back on in a second. But I have with me as my special guest, Reverend Magdalene. She is a part of the Church of the Subgenius. I also have my friend Hammer.
Hold on, stick with the Reverend, because I thought she was a very attractive woman when I saw her picture on that.
Yeah, she's here. You want to say hi to her?
I believe I just did.
Hi.
A very attractive woman.
I saw her first.
I enjoy clergy.
Very well. Okay. Also, we have somebody that I think you're really going to love. We've got a gentleman. He is a dinosaur Nazi, I believe. His name is Schmoop. Say hi to the One Angry Jew. Schmoop.
Hey, how you doing? You One Angry Jew?
Schmoop. I like the way he says that. Very New York style.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Staten Island or Brooklyn? What is that?
Oh, if he talks long enough, I'll tell you where he's from.
Hey, so I actually have a question to ask you, One Angry Jew. Why is it that your people are always taxing iPads and shit in Walmart? I mean, that's pretty fucked up, because there was this one time where I was trying to go buy an iPad in Walmart, you know, because it was my daughter's birthday and shit, and I didn't have enough money because they were like, oh, the Jewish tax is too high.
Yeah,
and
Brooklyn,
so I had to go
Brooklyn.
To Jack-
Brooklyn. By the Brooklyn? Way, if you really want it, just steal it. Why even bother paying the tax?
It was kind of too hard to steal it because I'm not black.
Oh, it's not hard. It's not hard at all. Most of Congress is not black, and they steal from me every day.
Oh, yeah. I get what you mean. Well, here's the thing about the Congress. They're actually all Jewish. That's the thing. They're actually all black Jews.
In the Congress? No, they're actually mostly all lawyers, which says quite a lot.
Yes, black Jew lawyers.
Well, I am a black man. I have.
You are a black man.
I don't
man?
Know. You know, Vince doesn't know that, but yeah.
That's some great news. It's actually great news, you know, because the black man, they actually control the whole planet. But the bad news is that they're actually bad people, because you know, Al Sharpton's part of the Illuminati.
I think Al Sharpton is one of the funniest individuals.
Well, that is just messed up, sir. I just got.
By the way, was I right on?
Okay, now they are in the green room. We'll let Schmoop and the One Angry Jew get acquainted. I'm here with the Reverend Magdalena. Magdalene, sorry, I always want to put an A at the end of that. I'm just going to say Rev. I'm here with the Rev, the Hammer, Schmoop. Oh, no, Schmoop and the Jew are in the green room getting acquainted. I also have Jen Emick, Kilgore, I have Neil slash Ron slash Brandon slash I think Josh is on the line with us, and we have a few more callers. We're going to get to them in just a second. We're already in the second hour. Time is flying by. I am now going to fulfill a request for my good friend of the chat room, Yance. Yance dedicates this song to you, Rev. This is Tom Petty, and the title is I Won't Back Down, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that whole song again. I did that last night. Here it is. I Won't Back Down. Tom Petty. I'll be back.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la La sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in qualcosa.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory.
Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
And as always, Vince in the Bay with you. On disorderly conduct, and things have been kind of just somewhat disorderly, but we're cruising along here. I am again joined by my special guest tonight, the Reverend Mag. Thank you again, Reverend, for joining me.
No problem.
And shouts out to Yance, who dedicated that Tom Petty song to you. Do you like Tom Petty?
I love Tom Petty. I love that song, too.
All right, good. Because it would be weird if somebody dedicated a song to me and I hated the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be awkward.
Yeah.
I like Tom Petty, though. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I cover a Tom Petty song on my show. Anyway, so the Jew has left us. Apparently, he and Schmoop worked things out in the green room, so they are. I think Schmoop might be back. Schmoop, are you there? Is that you?
Hello.
Hey, Schmoop. So how'd things go with the Jew?
Pretty cool. We had a good long talk. I'm still gonna try and overthrow in the corrupt government.
Is there, are people hearing, like, tone crap going on? Rev, are you hearing some tone shit going on when he's talking?
I don't know. I just hear, like, he's kind of choppy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's. You know what we call that here? We call that Patriot Gregging.
Patriot Greg.
There's a gentleman, another Blog Talk Radio host named Patriot Greg. And we named this certain thing after him. So basically, anytime your audio is like choppy and fucked up, like Schmoops was right there, and instead of saying, "Dude, you're choppy, you're cutting in and out, your audio is all fucked," we just say, "Dude, you're Patriot Gregging." Right? Some people just say like to say you're Gregging. I do it all the time. Lately, I've been the biggest culprit. Let's try that again. Schmoop, I'm bringing you back on. We had a hard time hearing you. What's up?
All right, am I good now?
Yeah, you sound better now. Go
ahead.
All
right, great. Yeah, you know, me and the Jew, we worked everything out. But the thing is, you know, I'm still going to try and overthrow the Jews and the corrupt government because, you know, the tax and everything in Walmart and Target and McDonald's and all that shit, you know. So I got to overthrow the corrupt Jews, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I want to remind our audience, we've got a few new listeners since we've ventured into our second hour. I've got the Reverend Mag. I've got the Hammer. I have Jen. And Neil / Ron / Brandon and Schmoop. The God, right? Schmoop the God is
yeah.
the full
God. I like to be called Schmoop because, I don't know. I'm actually Schmoop the black guy.
All right. I also forgot. XU Out is also on the panel. XU Out, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, actually. Thank you. I just wanted to share my experiences of what I'm seeing with this whole Twitter and the love, hate. I'm muted.
Yeah, you're unmuted. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. You were saying your love, hate?
Yeah, I've just been, you know, watching the love, hate troll and everything that goes on with the Twitter drama. And, you know, I basically, you know, I follow a lot of the popular people or whatever you may say. I know everybody else. I mean, everybody basically knows who I am. But I basically wanted to say that what I've learned, and I'll give an example of Shmoop, okay? Shmoop, you know, on Twitter, comes across, he's the, you know, hater of Jews and niggers and all this stuff. And
I actually,
you know, took offense to it back in the day, and I was like, you know, this isn't cool what you're tweeting, and, you know, you're promoting a lot of hate. And at that time, I considered myself basically like a normal Twitter user who was seeing things at face value. But I guess my point in all this is the people that I would look at that I would dislike the most for seeing their tweets per se, once I've talked to them off Twitter, the funniest part about it is the people that I dislike the most on Twitter are actually now my friends and the nicest people in the world. And I guess my message is don't, you know, the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover per se, but I see a lot of, you know, people ganging up against this one and ganging up against that one, but you got to take it into perspective. Everyone has something to say, may it be positive, may it be negative. You know, I'm friends with Anons, I'm friends with this, I'm friends with that, and I'm friends with everybody. What I've really noticed is that, you know, the people that you may dislike the most from their tweets, you know, take a second to talk to them, and you'll find out. You know, such as Jen, I mean, you know, she's known as, you know, the witch and the psycho and the freak and the... Let me tell you something. Jen happens to be a very good friend of mine, and she is one of the strongest, loving, caring, smartest women and a mother that I have met. And I can personally say that from personal experience. And it hurts me sometimes to see the people gang up on the quote, you know, who's the hated one on Twitter this week. And these people, they don't know, and they just keep promoting this onslaught. And we're all human beings. And I guess my message is, it's fun to troll and la 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 and fun and yeah, everybody laughs. But get to know these people, you know, reach out to them, send them a DM, you know, and you may find out that they're not what has been perceived on Twitter. And you may find out and learn a lot from these people. And that's me speaking for myself. And I've really gained a lot of friends, a lot of people I trust that, you know, I took a lot of flack for, of why do you talk to this person or why do you talk to them? And I say, have you ever spoken to them? Do you know who they are? Have you ever asked them any questions about life? And they don't. And that just bothers me that people just jump on the bandwagon of who's the hero this week or who's the psycho this week. And yeah, it's social media, but you got to remember, there's millions of people that see this. And I think it's rather unfair for people to jump on a bandwagon of hate when they have no idea what's going on. And that these people who are being hated, they're human beings. They have failings. And they're strong online and they're strong on Twitter. But they hurt. They it does affect them, and I don't care about, well, if you troll, you got to expect it back and all that, and la, 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 la. But I've seen things that have just absolutely crossed the line. You know, I know personally people who are fearing for their lives, fearing for their children. You got this swatting shit that's going on. And I think social media has actually taken a step that actually crossed the line now. It's too far. They took it off the interwebs and brought it into in real life. And you have people taking pictures of your houses. You have people talking about your children. And, you know, and I try to fight that. And there needs to be a line. There needs to be a line. And I don't care about freedom of speech yet. But, you know, for Christ's sakes, we're all human beings. We all hurt. We all love. We all hate. We all cry. We all laugh. So just think about that next time there's a... you know, some hate going on, and I've been one of have your facts before you open your mouth. And if you're just going to ride a bandwagon, so be it. But you're just making yourself look like an idiot. And I just wish people would really get to know the people that they're projecting a lot of negative energy to, and let alone crossing a line of swattings, and it's a whole other level, and the bullying and the suicides. And think about it, people. You know, think about it. What's going on now? Yeah, get off your computer and get a life, whatever. Things have changed. A lot of people's lives are computers now, you know, and they enjoy it, and they like it, and it's their choice to do it, but it doesn't mean that they have to accept the negative and hate that comes with it. I disagree with that part of you know, freedom of speech, and I believe there's a line, and I'm sad to say a lot of people are crossing that line and people are getting hurt.
I totally agree, X. And I have to say, Shmoop, since we have you here, my personal take on the whole Soulja Boy thing is, I thought the hack itself and the hashtags and all that was brilliant. Thought it was great. It reminded me of when Krayshawn got hacked last year. Extremely lousy. I retweeted. But the point where I think you crossed the line was the address, and I don't think that was cool. I don't think Jen deserved that. I think it's all fine to troll and call people names and, you know, prank and all that stuff, but that goes beyond pranking, because
you know,
it's
so
much personal information, and by the way, it's also a violation of terms of service too. You know, I would say the same thing to Spike Lee and Roseanne Barr, who fucking blocked me, that fucking whore. But they're even more reckless. You know, those people are, you know, George Zimmerman, you know, tweeting out George Zimmerman's family's address, you know, thinking it's his family's address, and instead it's not even them. It's a complete it's a totally wrong address, and so a fucking angry mob shows up at somebody else's doorstep, and that's reality. That's where it crosses into reality, and I think, just like with all this swatting shit, I just think it's one step too far. I think you can be mischievous and get your point across without, you know, doing personal damage. That's the only criticism I have. I wish you had put Jen's or anybody's address out there, for that matter. But I commend you on getting in on whatever you guys did to get in there and get all the Soulja Boy's followers to tweet all those hashtags like UG Nazi and shit. I thought that was fucking hilarious. I got a lot more callers lined up here, and I really appreciate the panel here. I apologize to Reverend Mag. It feels like she's kind of got lost in the shuffle here. But Reverend Mac, if you want to chime in at any time, please do so.
Okay.
I'm just listening. I thought that was
shy in person. On Twitter, you're like a raging mad woman. And
lurk a lot first. That's how I do. I lurk and I see what's going on and then I jump in.
Okay.
And hey, Vince, am I needed? Okay, and like you said, though, I just get to say yes. I can take my pranks a little bit too far sometimes. But like I said, you know, I come online, you know, I follow my friends, you know. It's not like, you know, like, all my life sucks or anything. It's the fact that, you know, like, sometimes my pranks do go a little too far, yes. You know, I don't mean to terrorize nobody's kids. That's not my thing, okay? You know, I understand that it went a little too far, and I told everybody that, you know, that's a little bit too far. You know, like, even with swatting someone, you know, I used to be very big on doing shit like that. But I try not to do that. You know, sometimes my anger or my humor just does get to me, and I'll fucking, like, just do stupid shit like that.
Right on. Thanks, Shmoop. All right, we got callers. I got, we now have the Jester. The Jester is now with us. What's up, Jester? What's on
fire? Yeah, Jester.
Good evening, Ben.
Hey, Jester. What's going on? What do you got for us?
Well, first, I'd just like to say that I am now partners with the Ugnazis.
Oh, really? You joined forces with the UG Nazis?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, the Jester's our new leader. He's a great home Jihad leader.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. This is an exclusive right here on Blog Talk Radio on Disorderly Conduct. You heard it here, folks. Jester and UG Nazi teaming up. I can't believe it. This is unprecedented.
And if you watch here in another half hour, I'm going to use my Salatin all over the Subgenius website.
Nice guys.
And because they tried to make a profit with that Subgenius, and they're supporting terrorists.
So what you're saying, Jester, is you're now teaming with UG Nazi and waging a jihad, a cyber jihad against the Church of the Subgenius?
That's correct. And I've already slapped that Staten Island accent on a Snoop's mouth.
What's that? I will come over there and dig it. I told you before,
Saladin.
You can't make fun of the accent, nigga.
Saladin.
Saladin? It's Saladin, nigga.
I think it's Assalamu Alaikum or something. Onomatopoeia. I don't know.
Onomatopoeia.
Anyways, that's enough of the Jester. I'm tired of him. No, he dropped off. He rage quit. Thanks for calling in, though, Jester. Appreciate that. Well, we got a half hour to go here. I'm really, really, really excited to have this panel with me. And we're going to come back in a few moments. I mentioned Patriot Greg. Patriot Greg is an actual person. And what he does on his show is he blesses his show before every broadcast. And I don't do that here, but I have taken a soundbite from his show and put it into a little montage of outtakes from some of my past shows. And so I think, you know, in the spirit of all this, you know, religious talk, I feel it's important that the Christian religion gets represented. I think it's, you know, we've got this, all these, you know, Nazis and Jews and subgeniuses and, you know, I feel like the Christians get lost in the shuffle is what I'm saying. What I want to do is inject some Christianity into the proceedings. I think it's only fair to give them some time as well. So let me see if I can find this Patriot Greg. Patriot Greg. Don't ever be a Blog Talk Radio host. It sucks. Hey Reverend, have you has this inspired you to maybe do your own show?
No. No, I don't think so.
Are you not having a good time?
No, I just don't know how you can handle just all these different callers and everything. You're a good host, keeping it rolling.
Yeah, you know, I try. Anyway, I hope you don't take any offense to this being a member of the Church of the Subgenius, but I'm now going to allow Patriot Greg to bless this broadcast.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was major.
Nor can more.
He should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come onto the show.
Jesus. Christ, get them off!
These people are idiots.
Hello. My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch in the Bay. He is not gay.
You stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right,
me.
Vince is a slum
troll. Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God. So there you have it. Vince in the motherfucking Bay. We'll be back with the panel in just a few moments. Stay tuned. I have to go tinkle. Be right back.
You won't get much closer to your sacrifice. Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. And speaking of laying low, the Rev Mag has been laying low with us all night tonight. And I thank her so much for being my my guest this evening. Thank you, Rev.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, anywho, where were we? We've got the Hammer on the line. We got Jen Emick. We got Ron / Darby / Shanahan / Neil Rauhauser. We have XU Out. XU Out, you wanted to give a shout out. Go ahead. Do that now.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to a great bunch of people that I've had the pleasure of hanging around with in IRC, and you know, I really like to thank Crypt Keeper. He's a great man, class act. If I ever needed anything, he was right there. He's got a great wife, Night Angel. And a shout out to the rest of the people that hang out and really put a smile on my face in Graveyard. And I just wanted to thank all of you for helping and just being good people. That's all. Thank
nice.
You. And I appreciate that.
I also want to.
All the evil things happen in secret.
I also want to remind everybody, we also have Shmoop on the line with us still. Shmoop, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Yes, I'd actually like to set a shout-out to Satan, God, because, you know, if Satan was there in the first place, I'd probably go insane. I would just like to shout-out to Allah, because, you know, praise Allah.
Jesus.
I'd like to shout-out to Danny, Meats, you know, because I like Meats, and I'm one of the, and she likes anal, and then I'd like to shout out to Danny again, you know, because I am the tag team champion, and all my niggas in Russell League. And, of course, all my friends that I have, and everybody on the show right now. I love all of you people, and I would put a holy jihad on anybody's family just for you guys.
I appreciate that, Shmoop. That's very, very generous of you.
Did I also tell you that I'm taking a bath right now, actually?
Oh, really? You're in the tub?
Yeah, I'm actually
in
the tub right now.
Do you have a glass of red wine?
No, I'm just, you know, sitting here drinking a 40-ounce.
No, Barrett Brown.
Oh, and yeah. I think, I don't know if I should, let's play a little trivia right here, right now. One of our panelists allegedly is responsible for bringing us the joy of the Barrett Brown tiny chat raid. Who in the chat room? Nobody on the panel. Nobody on the panel can. In fact, I'm putting all you assholes on hold. Chat room people. I want to remind you we have the Reverend Mag. We have Hammerabus. Just say your name, dude. Hammerabus is Hammerabus. Hammerabus. Anyways, he's here. Jen Emick is here. Rauhauser / Ron / Brandon is here. X-Out is here. And Shmoop is here. Which of our panelists do you think is the one who is responsible? And while you're putting in your votes, we'll relive that magical moment one more time.
It was her the whole time. You said it was a loop. You just interpreted it.
That's what I was asking her.
You have a gift for herself that she puts up for herself.
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. Do you do that? Do you have a gif of yourself?
People do. The one that was going to... He's like super passionate about this argument.
Got a few votes in there for almost everybody was accused of screen capping that, but the winner in the chat room of the trivia question is Jesus Christ. No, it's not Jesus Christ. He's not here right now. Well, actually, he is here. He's everywhere. He's in us and all around us. But I hate the goddamn chat thing because every time you can't scroll up. You scroll up, and then once somebody put something in the chat, it like bumps you down. So I gotta scroll up to see who the first person was. Dude, you people, no, it's not Rev. Somebody got it. Hello. It wasn't Rev. Jen is not correct. Come on, people. Who did it? Neil. No. It's not Neil. Danny got it. Danny Dantelion. You're correct. Anyway, I hope that's okay that we divulge that information there, X you out. Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Did I lose you?
I'm here.
Everybody's back.
All right. Am I on?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was Ron who got Barrett Brown. I thought it was me.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
it was Ron. It was me. Definitely was me.
I don't know, guys. I actually have to think that it was probably the Rev. Because, you know, she's since then, she never really does anything. But she's, like, one of those people, she pissed off, you know, she's going to, like, go, like, full, like, Russell on your ass and just, like, just get your ratings.
She's going to eat your soul. She's already
got
your soul.
I would actually enjoy that. Here's the only thing, Jen. I have no soul.
Well, then she already ate it. Why didn't you say so?
Because, actually, I actually am the devil.
Well, that surprises me, Matt.
Yes. How about we talk about why I had to do that DMCA or whatever on the YouTube video that I own the rights to, that had 91,000 hits and the money was going to Anon.
The money was going to Anon. Why was it not going to Paul Blackhead? What is wrong with you?
Well, I did that, and, you know, I set it up. I said, listen, you know, with the help of Jen, and I said, hey, this thing's getting some popularity, and gosh, if there's a way to get in funds or whatever, I will absolutely set up and donate any and all to the Wounded Warriors Project, which I'm massive contributor to. And
are you the jester? Are you the jester?
I am not the jester. No, I'm not. I actually contribute to it.
That's 100%
genuine. Guys, here's the funny thing about the jester. The jester is actually ran by 20 Chinese boys in a basement. He isn't one person. He's actually 20 Chinese boys in a basement.
No, and I got a lot. I have to say, this Anon forecast guy, you know, which I won't drop his name, but we all
come
know
on
who
in.
He is. He tried to counter-suit me for the YouTube, and I said, listen, I never gave anybody permission to post that video on YouTube. I gave that video to one person, I won't mention his name, and then I gave permission to Rain Coaster, who I did an interview with. And so other than that, no one had my written consent to post the video onto YouTube, and I posted it myself, and then I actually pulled it. And what I want to do is let it all just go away and then post it, so then if any funds are developed or come from it, I want to, you know, donate it to the charity that I choose, not to any other cause. And I feel that I'm the one who recorded it. I own that video. And unless I give you permission to post it, you know, hey, the law is the law, I guess. And I've been taking a lot of flack for why you get it removed and why you get it removed. And so I'm like, hey, I didn't give you permission. That's the bottom line. But that's all I have to say about that.
Fantastical. Hey, I want to introduce you guys to a friend of the show, Mr. Todd Morris. What's up, Todd?
Hello. Yes, thank you. Hello, guys. How are you? This is BTR Late Night President Todd Morris calling in, and happy to see everyone here and having a good time tonight. And Vince, being quite the showman tonight as well. Vince, I did just want to make a brief announcement, if I can, here.
Absolutely.
On your platform.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, yes, I wanted to announce, and yes, shout out to all of the fans in the chat room. And, of course, I want to remind everyone to vote for Vince in the Bay for the Blog Talk Radio Late Night Presidential race that is taking place. The only way you can vote, of course, btrpresident.blogspot.com. Someone can link that up and put it in the chat room there. That would be good. But, Vince, I did want to make an announcement tonight that, according to the board of directors for Blog Talk Radio, there's going to be some kind of elimination from the presidential race tonight at the request of the board. And this is just in response to everything that took place here on Blog Talk last night between you and Goofy and Desert and myself. And, yeah, the board wasn't happy about it. So apparently there's going to be some elimination tonight. And I was hoping actually to get any kind of comment from you on what the board is going to be doing.
I was not aware there was a board.
Yes, there is a Blog Talk Radio Late Night board. Apparently they
weren't
happy.
How come I'm not on this board? I feel like I should be a board member. I've been on this goddamn network for 3 years already.
Well, you're running for president, Vince. You can't be president and be on the board. I mean...
Oh, it happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Yeah. I mean, they do kind of overlook the events, and I mean, you are doing rather well in this election thus far. I mean, you and Goofy have to be the favorites as to who it will come down to, as to who will be the Blog Talk Radio Late Night President. Either you or Goofy Bone. Goofy continuing his smear campaign tonight against you. He claims that you and your Gundam-style crew burnt his car this morning.
That is totally false. Again, another baseless accusation. I had nothing to do with that. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. That was Kilgore. Jesus Christ. Talk about the background noise. Ron, what the hell do you got running in the background there? It sounds to me like you're. I'm just getting this visual image. I'm hearing all these beeps and background noises and stuff. You must have, like, how many goddamn computers and equipment do you have in that room with you right now?
Listen, I've got an artificial intelligence. This big rack of servers back here. Doing experiments, you know, it's no big deal.
All right.
What kind of experiments are you doing?
Well, I got this botnet, and, you know, it's spreading certain messages to the internet about, you know,
Illuminati.
You know,
dude, are you going to do some DDoS on my botnet, dude?
No, dude, it's not. No, I don't do DDoS. It's more of a sock puppet net than a botnet, a classic botnet. It's got a bunch of sock puppet, you know, spam bots.
I believe there's over 9,000, correct?
Well, no, you know, it's
9,000.
Not that big. Yet.
There's no way
not
that could be
yet.
Right.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
More about like you know, 4,000 or 5,000.
Okay. Over 4,000. All right, that's still a lot. That counts.
Oh yeah, and they are, you know, secretly working to do all sorts of stuff. You know, I can't really talk about it it's just really secretive, you know, mind control, sock puppet stuff. You have no idea.
Wow. Sounds scary. All right, we got another caller here I want to squeeze in. Go ahead, caller. You called in a couple of minutes ago. You're now on the air. Who is this?
This is a Buick.
It's a Buick? What?
No, it's not a Buick. It's a Buick.
Buick?
Yeah, the rep knows me.
Could you spell that, please?
B-I-R-R-I-C.
Hi,
F-O-R-C-E-L-L-A. Buick Porcella.
Oh, my God.
Rev, what up?
What up?
What up, my bitch?
Oh, my God. I can't believe that
we're all sitting around on Second Life listening to this travesty. Rev is a real, you know, she does all kind of kinky stuff on Second Life.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Dude, how do I sign up?
You don't know what Second Life is?
Yeah, I know about it.
You just
like,
have
like
to
when
sign
you
up
the first
and
I see another one. You're like a cat, you got 9 lives.
Are you guys all on it?
We're all on Second Life. Listen to this. Rev is listening with her Rev avatar.
Oh really? Is what's her avatar wearing?
Her avatar has like a little like a black G-string and devil horns and tails, you know.
So oh my God.
Pretty hot. And she's
I'm getting
doing
moist.
Some lascivious stuff with another female too.
Wow, I'm getting very moist now.
But you know, on Second Life it could not be it might be a male, might be a ladyboy, you never know who actually is behind the avatar.
Yeah, you don't want to get reach arounds from animated critters on Second Life.
Well, yeah, you don't know. I mean, Rev,
where's that thing been, you know?
Exactly.
Giving dirty fucking digital hookers hand jobs in the alleys.
Hand jobs in
the
alleys.
Jewish
oh, baby.
Apparently
oh,
Walmart.
Fuck me with your big dick, you know, like that. On Second Life, we have vibrating genitals. It can do all sorts of things. You can buy them.
Breeding genitals.
You have to buy
the genitals can do everything.
You have to buy genitals with real money?
Yeah, well, you have to buy them with Second Life money.
So, like, if I want to, could I, like, buy, like a 16-inch penis? Like a 16-inch black penis?
That you already have
actually,
one, dude.
You can.
But
you can
I'm
have
going to have
two 16-inch. Oh, that's right. You need it on Second Life. Right, exactly.
So you can have, like, have a 50-inch penis with devil horns
oh,
on
yeah.
it, vibrating, that just shocks and worships Baal, all while you're having sex with Rev.
Oh, I do that in real life. I want to do something crazy. On
yeah,
sex that with Rev in real life? Do you have sex with Rev in real life?
No.
Oh, God, I wish.
She's pretty hot.
We've never
dude,
seen her
totally
in person,
hot.
But
are you
here
kidding
she's
me?
Pretty hot.
I would knock that out of the park.
What is
I
she
would
wearing?
Just like that I would like to take the Rev on a date. How about that?
Did you make the Rev wear like a thong bikini to come as a guest on your show? Is that a requirement for hot female guests?
Sure. It is now.
Nah, I actually like this idea.
Rev, we're going to go worship Baal later, right?
That's great. And also, the guest has to be in studio and has to sit on my lap the entire broadcast.
That's how you get integrity in journalism.
I mean,
so
yeah.
Like if you had Mitt Romney in the studio right now, he'd be sitting on your lap.
Yeah, exactly.
Vince, can I sit on your lap?
Do we have him lined up as a guest or something?
I hope not.
Because he's going for like the LGBT vote. That's what he'd be doing. It.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, Shmoop, you're going to say something. Go ahead.
Yes, Vince, am I allowed to sit on your lap?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, excellent. Also, another thing is that I don't have you to take the Rev on a date, like an e-date. Is that okay with you?
It's all right. But we want to know on Second Life now, this is a real question. On the 1 to 10 scale, 10 being high, 1 being low, where does the Rev rate?
10. I would fucking destroy that.
There's like a, you know, an unviolent way to say these things.
Oh, gosh.
So you would destroy the Rev, even without like a 50-inch penis with devil horns that vibrated?
I would still do it. She could have like a 50-inch penis.
Whining and shining and romance, you guys. Jesus.
Almost sounds like...
Hit that, kick that, beat that. Seriously, what's wrong with these people?
No, Rev is like really prim and proper on Second Life. She didn't, as far as I know, she didn't do any shit except there was some guy she hung with and they both disappeared for about 6 months later. You really never know on Second Life because she could have like 27 alts. She could be like, you know, a Nubian ladyboy for all we know in one of her alts.
Yeah. That blows my mind.
It's true. She could be. You don't know that.
Yeah. Who knows? Hey, we are getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to coming to the end of the live broadcast portion of the program. In about a minute here, we're going to go. We will no longer be broadcasting over the internet, but the conversation will continue. Here in overtime, if you're not able to call in right now, 347-826-7667, you'll have to catch the rest of the program in the archive podcast form. So I have somebody that a few more callers that want to come on, let's see who this is. Caller, who are you? What's on your mind? Hello? Caller?
Would that be me?
That's you.
Oh, shit. I was just trying to get on the podcast.
Oh. Well, you have your hand raised, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, this is Vert, everybody.
Yeah, it's Vert.
Cool, man. Well, hang on for a second. I'm going to... we got to... Oh, my God. The switchboard is just lighting up like a Christmas tree. Rev, you have seriously brought out a major crowd tonight. I'm just flabbergasted. There's tons of. I mean, this is the most people I've had in, you know, most listeners I've had live in a long time. So thank you for showing up. Yeah, I think they all came for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to screen some of these calls here and come back with the whole panel. If you guys want to stick around, feel free to do so. Just know that once you hang up, you're out. You can't call back in. So if you're on the line now, stay on the line, and we'll be back in just a minute after we do a little Gangnam Style.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따스러운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따스러운 그런 선호해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 그런 선호해. 아름다워 사랑스러워.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일.
Yes, Hammer in the chat room was talking about the dubstep remix of that song. I love that too. Fucking, here's a little clip of that. Anyway, so you knew that was going to happen. Oh, I wanted to ask, Rev, what do you think of Gangnam Style?
I think it's awesome. I wish I could dance like that.
Yeah, I'd like to see you dance like that. You could do it.
Yeah,
it's good
practice.
Shmoop. Yeah, hey, you know there's a lot of Gangnam Style remixes out there. I have one I think you might like. Are you familiar with the Hitler remix?
The who?
Hitler. You're
oh,
a goddamn
no,
Nazi.
You should play it.
You know who Hitler is.
You should play it. I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to love this. Here you go. This is the Gangnam Style Hitler remix. Check it out.
Oh, my God!
后祝你身体健康。再见。
Pretty badass, huh, Shmoop?
That is some gangster ass shit, dog.
Dude, that's from, and there's a YouTube video to it. It's all remixed from the movie about Hitler that came out a couple of years ago. And you got to find that on YouTube. I'll link you to it, or you can just go to YouTube and.
I'm pretty sure I can find it on YouTube.
Yeah,
no,
put Gangnam Style Hitler remix, and spread it around to all your friends. So I have Jen, of course, still with me. Jen, what do you think of Gangnam
mm-hmm.
Style?
Think of what?
What are your feelings on Gangnam Style?
That's pretty cool. I like it. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't, is there?
I've been getting a lot of blowback on playing that,
well,
that song.
Well, it's going to end up being the
Macarena
of the era, but I don't know. I think it's kind of a perfect mix of catchy tune and comedy. I think the guy has his timing nailed, so.
Yeah.
When that elevated door opens, I mean, I think I've seen that video 50 times, and every time that happens, I crack up. So
yeah,
I can't complain.
That's ridiculous. Have you heard the 8-bit version of Gangnam Style?
That I'll admit in public in front of people?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes, you have.
Of course I have.
Anyways, Ron / Neil / Brandon, what are your thoughts on Gangnam Style?
It's the only style. I mean, it's the last style. There's never going to be another style.
Now,
it's the end game.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know that you are a big fan of the meme. That was popular just before Gangnam Style really, really blew up, and that was and other cool memes. The other cool memes meme was really big, and then Gangnam Style kind of took over. How do you feel about that?
I don't have that long of a memory. I mean, I just the internet kind of, you know, every minute on it is a whole new life to me. It's like it just disappears. It's just gone. A week ago? Well, I don't know what you mean. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, let's take another call here and see who this person is and what they think. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air, block number, unscreened.
Would that be me?
I think that's you. What's up? Who
are
you?
What's up? I'm just some asshole in the city of Flint.
Oh, the city of Flint. It's City of Flint, everybody.
Oh. Hey,
up?
Dude.
What's up, City
hey,
of Flint?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, bro?
Oh,
hey, I just called in to tell this, man. I love you, but that song fucking kills me, man. Please, no more mercy.
Now we know your troll button, dude.
I actually like this song. I wish they would, like, make a Eugene Nazi Gangnam Style. I think they should.
Well... That would
well,
be better,
the Hitler remix, pretty goddamn close.
Yeah. You know, I was just going to tell you guys, if you hear any gunfire, that's because I'm driving home.
Yeah, because you literally live in the city of Flint.
No, actually, we're at, yeah, I do. But, Jen, are you there?
Yeah, she's
hey,
there.
Did you read the story about the guy in Metro Detroit that's... shooting people on the highway?
I heard that was also in that's like through three counties that they've been whoever it is been moving around.
Yeah, that's actually me, guys. I'm going around.
It might be
that,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's been going on for a couple days, hasn't it?
Well, you know, check it out. The dude is on I-96. I mean, everybody else wouldn't know what that is, but it's between it's on I-96 there between Lansing and Detroit, but. The dude apparently is coming, like he's coming from oncoming traffic on the other side of the expressway. He's pulling his gun out and shooting at people on the other side of the fucking expressway.
Jesus.
And
yeah, no, it's freaky. My husband travels that road all the time for work, so.
Yeah, well, now I get it at work and at home.
You guys live in a fucking war zone.
I'm actually the shooter. He lives in Sarajevo, which is only 30 minutes from here.
Snoop, how long you been shooting?
I've been moving from state to state, but, you know, I actually came to Michigan not too long ago. I'm going around shooting things right now. You know, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. You know, it's a cool job, you know.
Right now. I'll flash you a gang sign when I see you come by. All right.
You know what else works? You know what else works? Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, you might want to do a few barrel rolls.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting dizzy. Another cool meme. Oh.
Hey, Snoop, I'm firing up this joint in your honor after work here.
Fire it up.
I should.
This reminds me of the long, long song.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little disclaimer. In the Bay and Disorderly Conduct, and this broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network does not in any way endorse or condemn the use of illicit drugs during the broadcast. And if you don't like it, turn the show off.
No, this is medicine. I got a card.
Yes, great. I know. You have a card, but I am broadcasting all across the world, and there are places where people—it's not medicine. And
you have
so,
a card? Josh had like 6,000 cards, and he got arrested. Sucks.
No, not that kind of card.
And just because you have a card.
Oh, okay.
You're not immune to federal prosecution or whatever. Prosecution.
Yeah, them motherfuckers ain't coming around here.
No, they got bigger things on their plate, but I'm just saying.
No, but anyway, I love you. I just hate that song. It sounds like my fucking limousine.
Oh, you know what? You can shove it up your ass because I'm gonna keep playing that song. No, to be honest, I'm kind of sick of it too.
Actually, my ass is pretty tight.
I just hope I'm not muted.
You're not muted, dude. Everybody's
on. I love you, man. You're my new bitch. You're in Cali, so that's... Well, I'm in Mass, so... Yeah, we can do a civil union if you're single.
What the...
What?
Let's compare tax returns.
Let's compare tax returns, and then I'll consider it.
I can't say anything. I'm sorry. I'm stumped.
I don't even know who that is laughing.
It's me.
It's you. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's all.
Anyway, that's good shit. That's a good show, and have good laughs.
Yeah, thanks,
Matt.
I love
you guys.
Appreciate it.
God bless you.
God bless America.
God bless.
Oh my goodness. All right, kids. I think we're gonna wind this taco stand down. But before we do, I want to go around the horn here and get final thoughts and shout out to whatever from our panel. So let's see. Oh my God, so many people. This is great. I really, really appreciate the turnout, and it's all because I made one tweet to Rev Mag to come on my show, and it just like, you know, exploded. It's awesome. I love it. I had a good time tonight. Vert, any final thoughts? Vert, are you muted? Am I muted? Hello? Is this thing on? Hey, Rev, can you hear me?
I
can hear you.
Okay, perfect. All right, Bert, sorry, dude. I guess you don't get your final thoughts. We'll come back to you maybe. Birik, is that right? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, it's Birik. Yep.
Birik, any final thoughts? Anything you'd like to promote, plug, shout-outs, anything?
Well, I want everybody to come to NUBA in Second Life to Philosophy Camp, which I run, and run up the attendance, and I'll get paid probably a lot by Linden if you do that. And then also I'd like to do a shout-out to my god, who's Baal. So shout-out to Baal. And then thank you, Reverend, for all the Pixel sex we've had over the years. I really appreciate it. Now that I know you're hot in real life, it makes it more meaningful for me. So thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Right on. Thank you, Birik. And you're more than welcome to call into the show again if you ever get a chance to break away from Second Life. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Shmoop. Shmoop, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yes. Like I said, I'd like to give a shout out to Satan. Give a shout out to you, Jen, Danny, because I'm the tag team champion, and the Russell League. Also, I'd like to let everybody know that UG Nazi is still around. I'm currently recruiting. We have 50 underground members. I'm currently the main member. There's like 8 black members too. Praise Allah. And Rev, when I got unsuspended, we're gonna go on an eBay, girl. Cause I need to get at that. You know what I'm saying?
On eBay? On eBay?
No, I dig it out. How do I put this? I want to hit that, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Take a number. Thanks for calling, Shmoop. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to have you on. It's never a dull moment with Shmoop. Now let's go to XU Out. Final thoughts, XU Out.
Well, first I'd like to say thank you for having me on your show. I do appreciate that. I had a great time tonight. I guess my final words is, as I said before, you know, get to know people before you start passing judgment for good or bad. And you may see that the bad people are actually good people and you can learn something from them. Shout out to Danny, Gonzo, Hammy, Blitz, and Meeps, who is the sexiest woman on planet Earth. But that's besides the point. Shloop, love you, brother. Keep it up. Keep us smiling, and God bless America.
Sweet. Let's now move on to Neil / Ron / Brandon. Final thoughts.
I'm really glad that every time you've had to, you know, call me out, it's, you know, Neil / Ron / some guy I don't even know who he is. But I guess I'm him too.
Brendan Darby, look him up. He's
I don't really care.
Your best assets.
These people are crazy. I mean, I don't know. People on Twitter are just, you know, committing suicide, making videos, telling other, you know, it's all, you know, getting arrested on the internet. I just have to say thank you, Vince. Have a nice evening.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling in, bro. It's always a pleasure. Let's move on to... Oh, speaking... You know what that just reminded me of? You know what I hate? I don't hate the people that do it, but I really hate seeing those videos where it's like a kid... who's dying of cancer or something, and they've got like a Shania Twain song playing, and they're just like flipping cards, saying how many, you know, all their predicament they're in, and it's just tugs at everybody's heartstrings. You know what I'm talking about?
Amanda Todd. Amanda Todd.
Did she do a video like that?
Yeah, she had one of those little card videos. Those are pretty cool memes.
I don't think they're cool. I think they're. I think it's stupid. I mean, just you know, if you have a problem, don't play a sappy, you know, pop song and you know, post flashcards. Just address the camera. Talk. Tell us what's up.
Well, you know, see, everyone can express themselves however they want.
Yeah, but they try to make it. It's over dramatized.
Yeah.
Like we, you know, I'm a victim.
I know the first. Yeah. Well, maybe she was a victim, but you know what people are saying: get to know people before you make a judgment, and that means before you sympathize with them too, right? Who knows what was really, you know? Okay, there's I distrust any frame where it's, oh, feel sorry for me, or, oh, I've been a victim of this or that. It's a frame, and who knows what the real story is. Nobody's getting the real story. They're just getting a quick little news story or a video that the person made themselves. You don't really get to know what really happened. And, you know, okay, it sounds bad. These evil trolls are on the internet, you know, and now we've got to do something about it. Whatever, you know. What are we going to do about bullying? Okay, let's get rid of bullying.
It's almost impossible. And the actual definition of bullying itself is hard to even quantify, because you know, one person's bullying is another person's practical joke, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a line there somewhere, but I mean, all I'm saying is, it's just, you know, Violent Acres is the villain, Amanda Todd is the innocent victim, and there's no gray area in the media, and whatever. Whatever. I don't care anymore.
Amen, brother. Appreciate the call, as always. Let's now go to Jen. Jen, any final thoughts from you?
What's that?
Any final thoughts, anecdotes, shout-outs, anything you'd like to share before?
Well, I promised last time I didn't do my due diligence and give a shout-out to Reaper Sec, and I got yelled at, so I'm doing that now. That's where all the evil happens. You know, all the plots and conspiracies and you know, secret government criminal activity and so forth. So check it out, you know. Go get a secret handshake and a initiation into the Illuminati.
Like I said yesterday, I'm like Karl Marx. Like Karl Marx said, I would never join a club that would have me as a member.
That's a good policy.
Yeah. All right, Jen, thanks a lot. I appreciate having you on. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, good night.
All right, good night. Let's see, we have Hammer, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on with this bullying shit, but I know about the Amanda Todd thing. I'm over that. Those things run their course. People are going to troll. What the fuck are you going to do? These things happen. I do think it's kind of a sad state of affairs that the up-and-coming generation seems to be gargantuan pussies. The guy who was responsible for that shit, the kid, him and his girlfriend got the shit trolled out of them. They couldn't take it for like a day before they're switching shit up. And we're kind of fucked if that's our future. So beat your kids a lot more than you do. That's all.
Sweet.
I got.
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate the call. And last but certainly not least, our special guest tonight, Reverend Mag, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share before we leave?
Not really. It was great to talk to you and to hear everybody, and shout out to all my Twitter friends and to Nuba. Oh, and I'd like to say that the real Beric says that that was not him. That was an impersonator Beric, and the real Beric does not approve of the things that he said. And that's about it.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
I
offended
the who that was.
So I offended the real Beric?
No, the fake Beric said things that the real Beric would never say.
Oh, okay. So I didn't say anything offensive.
No, you're fine.
Okay,
no, you're great. You're very smooth.
All right, because sometimes I don't know where the line is. We're all susceptible. Any hoot. Again, it was a lot of fun having you on, and I hope you can call in again sometime soon. If there's ever anything, that's going on that you want to talk about or get off your chest, I kind of just treat this as a forum for people to come in and air their grievances and have some fun and chit chat and hang out and get some lulls in. And hopefully leave with a smile on your face. So thank you, everybody, for calling. We'll do it again sometime soon. I don't know. I've had a wild hair up my butt lately to do shows. I did two in a row. So I might do a couple more shows later this week. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And you can find out when I'm going to be on, and we'll party again sometime soon. Until next time, I'm VITB. Don't forget to vote for me, btrpresident.blogspot.com. Peace out.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.